Right, and right now it's Friday, 8:45 on 88 FM. Time to have a look back at the week that was. News on the local home front and a thing called Friday Focus. Penny Faree is in the house with us to have a look at what's in focus this Friday. Hey, Penny.
Morning, Mike, and good morning to all our listeners on the North Coast. So we're starting off today with the voters' roll. I know everyone is inundated with it, but the close is at midnight today for the voters' roll, and this is your last chance to register for November's local elections. The in-person registration weekend is over, so the only way left is online. So if you are not registered or you have moved and your address is out of date, you have until midnight tonight to sort it out on the IEC's website. You can also WhatsApp the word hi to 060-088-0000 or SMS your ID number to 32810. This matters because you can only vote at the stations linked to your address, and after tonight, no new registrations and no changes will be accepted. Once the roll closes, the Corporate Governance Minister gazettes the election date and proclaims the vote. That locks everything in. The local government elections are on the 4th of November. If you're not registered by midnight, there's no second chance before you vote. And we're moving on to inland. A 19-year-old pupil has been beaten to death on his own school grounds, allegedly by four of his fellow learners. Sponisa Lindela died at KwaVusumuzi High School near Samdile on Tuesday. Police say he was attacked outside a classroom shortly after 8 a.m. in the morning and ran for the safety of another room. The group caught him at the door and carried on. He collapsed moments later. RPSS medical rescue was called on what was reported as a fight, but Lindela had died by the time crew arrived. It is believed he died from internal injuries. Four learners aged between 15 and 20 were arrested at the school, and the police have opened a murder case. Police say the motive still under investigation, with early signs pointing to revenge. And sticking to the court systems, the four men accused of murdering seven members of the Munswami family have appeared together in the talk for the first time. They were in the Kwadukuza Magistrates Court last Friday. Between them, they faced seven counts of murder, seven of kidnapping, housebreaking, and robbery. One of the men also faces a rape charge. Another is charged with the unlawful possession of a firearm. The state says the four kidnapped the family from the Newark home on the 21st of April, then killed them. Their bodies were found the next day at Dear Melmoth, almost 200 kilometers away. The victims range in age from 20 to 83. The case has been postponed to the 11th of September. On that day, the Director of Public Prosecutions will decide whether to hand the four an indictment and whether the trial goes to the High Court. All four remain in custody. And we coming closer to the municipalities. Electricity losses have climbed to 441 million rand, and they remain the biggest threat to the municipalities' finances. The figure is in Mayor Skuduzo Gumede's fourth quarter report to council for the year to end of June. That 441 million is nearly 26% of all the power the municipality bought from Eskom, lost before anyone was billed for it, and more than double the industry norm. The loss is up from 386 million the year before. So the problem is getting more expensive, not smaller. A meter amnesty has placed more than 2,800 meters, and about 40% of those have been illegally bypassed. On top of the losses, residents and businesses now owe the municipality 458 million rand. At the same time, the municipality has introduced a WhatsApp hotline for potholes to speed up repairs to damaged roads and stormwater problems. Residents can now report a pothole by sending a photo to 064-870-2689 along with the road name and area. It only takes messages and not calls. We're going to be testing that one out. And finally, on the weather, it's a wrap up. Warm because a cold, chilly front is set to hit the north coast over the long weekend. The South African Weather Service says the system moves into the Cape on Sunday, then pushes east and deepens on Monday. Snow is expected, but over the mountains, the Drakensberg and other high-lying inland areas, not here on the coast, obviously. What the Dolphin Coast can expect is heavy rain, strong winds, and rough seas. The Weather Service is warned of damaging winds along the coastline, the risk of localized flooding, fallen trees, and power interruptions. Driving conditions could also turn hazardous, especially on wet roads and for anyone heading inland where mountain passes can close with little warning once snow sets in. Dress warmly, secure anything loose outside, and they say hold off on unnecessary travel while the worst passes. Today stays mostly fine before the change arrives. And that is a wrap-up for this week.
Friday Focus. What a Friday it has been. Well, it's only just getting started. What a week it's been. But the big reminder again, if you haven't done your proper online voter roll registration.
Midnight today.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for that.
And Penny, you're launching your presenter.
Presenter search.
That's so exciting.
This is the month. Keep your ears peeled and your eyes on social media for the ADAFM.
Local talent. Yeah.
I'm telling you what, we'll be uncovering some talent for sure with the Radio Life and Style 88FM presenter search, and more news on that front coming your way shortly. For now, you heard the Friday Focus. Penny Foree giving you the scoop. Thanks, Penny. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Mike.
You got it.